Thus, the starting lineup in this second half for Coach Harry Combs' Illini will be Clive Fulmer and Ted Beach at the forwards, Bob Peterson at center, and Rod Fletcher and Don Sunderlich at the two guard spot. For Michigan State, it'll be Bob Carey and Bill Bauer at the forwards, Ray Steph in the center, and Sonny Means and Jim Snodgrass at the two guard post. Michigan State has yet to substitute a man in the basketball game. Carey shakes hands with Peterson. Illinois, in this second half, will be heading to the south basket to our right. Michigan State, the north basket to our left. Once again, the two officials, Clyde Castle of Purdue and Jim Crow of Indiana. The ball up in the air, batted over here and picked up by Sunderlich. He clears the ball, brings the ball down the middle of the court, wheels over the right side. Underhand pass comes into Peterson. The Beach from 20 feet out, takes a one-hander. It's no good. It's rebounded by Stephan of Michigan State. 22-22 tie. Stephan passes back in the center of the court to Snodgrass now. Stephan and Snodgrass both have three personal fouls, and Peterson has three personal fouls for Illinois. A looping pass comes into Bauer. Bauer over the right side. It's tied up by Clyde Fulmer, but they call a foul on Ted Beach. Just as Snodgrass was tied up by Fulmer, Beach fouled him, and that's Ted's second personal this evening. One free throw coming up to Jim Snodgrass, the 6'1" senior captain from Pearson, Indiana, playing tonight for Michigan State. It's laid up there, and it's good. A two-handed shot from the free throw line by Snodgrass was good, and Michigan State leads in the ballgame 23-22. Down the right side comes Sunderland to bounce pass from the free throw line into Fletcher. Jump shot by Rod, out no good. It's once more taken off by Rod, or rather Clive Fulmer, and the ball was knocked out of bounds. The officials giving it out of bounds to Illinois. Bauer touched it last of Michigan State. Ted Beach will pass in. Pass comes over to Sunderland. The ball knocked out of bounds by Sonny Means. Means came in front of Sunderland and knocked the ball away from him. Now Beach will pass in again for Illinois. Again, the pass comes into Sunderland. Works the ball into Clive Fulmer. Gets past one man. Wheels past another. Loops the pass in the post. And the Peterson left-handed hook shot is up in the air. It's way, way short. Rebounded by Snodgrass of Michigan State. He comes barreling down the right side. Clive Fulmer picked him up. Now Snodgrass stops, but he's still dribbling with the ball. 23-22. Michigan State leads by one. A pass down the right side into Stephan. Stephan holding the ball above his head. Whips it back out in the front court. Now to Means. Down the left side, it comes into Carey. Carey just stands, holding onto the ball. Now he fires a pass cross court to Bauer. Jump shot by Bauer. Up, off, no good. Rebounded by Peterson. Clears the ball. Whips it down court into Beach over the right side. Now to Sunderlich. A 3-on-2 by Illinois. Sunderlich takes the one. Enter. It's good. And Illinois breaks back into the lead. 24-23. 24-23. The score. Illinois leads by one. To Snodgrass. Brings the ball down the right side for the Spartans. A looping pass comes into Ray Steffen, turns around, wheels, as Snodgrass gets pimed and goes down in the corner. In the corner to Snodgrass, tries a two-handed set shot, hits the rim, no good, rebounded by Clive Fulmer. Fulmer starts dribbling down with the ball, he comes down the middle court, going all the way, he bumps right into one man, passes off to Peterson, goes in for the shot, it's good, but the basket does not count. A charging foul called on Clive Fulmer. Fulmer drove right into two Michigan State men, and he fouled one of them. The personal foul is charged to Clive, his second of the evening. And shooting the free throw will be Ray Steffen of Michigan State. Ray Steffen, S-T-E-F-F-E-N, 6 feet 5 inches tall, a 23-year-old senior from Flint, Michigan, playing for the Spartans here this evening. Here comes the underhand free throw by Steffen. It rolled through, and the ball game is tied again at 24-24. About the fifth time it's been knotted up. Illinois 24, Michigan State 24, beats down to Sunderlich. On the right side into Clive Fulmer, back in the corner to Sunderlich, gets past his man, hooks the ball over his shoulder, it's up, no good. Rebounded by Carey of Michigan State, who clears the ball over the backboard viciously, and he hands off to Means. Sonny Means of Michigan State, one of the 5'11" guards, brings it down the left side. Sunderlich covers in on him. A bounce pass down the left into Bauer, holding the ball above his head. Now he down in the corner to Means, tempted to take that two-handed set shot, doesn't. Works it back out in front, now to Snodgrass, on the right side into Carey. He stands holding on to it, moving on his pivot foot. Tries a one-handed push shot, it's up, out, no good. A tip-in shot by Steffen, still no good. Finally, the ball is rebounded by Beach of Illinois. Beach comes down in the middle of the court now. He stops. Picks up the rest of his Illinois teammates. Over to Clive Fulmer in the deep left corner. Works it back out in front now to Rod Fletcher over on the right side. From 20 feet out in the middle. Hands off the Beach. Takes the one-hitter. Hits the rim. Bounces up off of the boards. Out, no good. Taken off by Snodgrass, who's doing a great job of rebounding tonight. He drives down the left-hand side. And here they call a foul on Don Sunderlich. Sunderlich fouls Snodgrass, and the foul called on the Illinois captain. Personal foul number one on Sunderlich. His first personal foul of the evening. Illinois 24, Michigan State 24. The free throw coming up now to Snodgrass. Playing a great game tonight. He's the captain of this Michigan State team. It's his last collegiate game. He's going all out. The free throw by Snodgrass is good, and Michigan State edges in front 25-24. Beach passes over to Don Sunderlich past the green 10-second line. Stops. Now Sunderlich passes down to Rod Fletcher from the free throw area. Bounces the ball behind his back. Picked up by Beach down the deep left corner into Sunderlich from the free throw area. Hands off to Rod Fletcher taking one-hander. It's off the left out. No good. Picked up by Steffen. Steffen dribbling with the ball. Comes to the middle. It's two-handed push pass down to Means. Here comes Means barreling in for the shot. It's over. And he threw it in. What a beautiful shot that was by Means. Sutterlidge was driving in on him, guarding him closely, and means threw in a left-handed hook shot that went over the backboard and through the hook. 27-24. Here's Sutterlidge taking one ender, hits the rim, bounces off, no good. Rebounded by Peterson. Peterson loses the ball and it's picked up by Michigan State Snodgrass. Snodgrass comes down the left side, and a foul has been called. A foul called against Peterson of Illinois. That's personal foul number 4 against Pete. Michigan State 27, Illinois 24. The Illini trail by 3 points. The first time tonight they've been behind by that big of a margin. Jim Bredar getting ready to go in the Illinois lineup. Here's the free throw by Snodgrass. It's good. It's 28-24. Beat bounces the pass into Don Sunderlidge. Sunderlidge past the green 10-second line. A bounce pass comes into Rod Fletcher from the free throw line. Rod takes the one-hander, but it's up. It's rolled off, no good. A tip-in shot by Beach out, no good. And it's the Michigan State rebounding once again with Bauer grabbing it off of the board. Brought down by Snodgrass. A pass cross-court over to Means. Whips in, drives the over shot, and scores! There goes Means right in from the right side, hooking the ball over his shoulder, and he scored with a bank shot, but the basket does not count. The basket does not count. He was fouled. That basket does not count. Jim Bredar comes in replacing Peterson at center for Illinois. That's 5 fouls on Pete. Peterson just picked up his 5th foul, and Jim Bredar is in to take his place. As Sonny Means drove in underneath the basket, hooked the ball over his shoulder, a beautiful shot by Means, but Peterson, before that, had fouled Carey. So even though Means was fouled and he made the shot good, that foul did not count because the officials had whistled another infraction of the rules when Carey was fouled by Peterson. Therefore, that basket by Means does not count. The score remains Michigan State 28, Illinois 24, and now they're calling for a jump ball. A jump ball between Jim Bredar and Bob Carey. We certainly are unable to figure that one out. Either that or the officials are asking for a lineup. Maybe that's what Michigan State is doing, asking for a lineup. That's it. Bredar was about ready to jump the ball up with Carey, and none of us could figure out just what that was for, but Michigan State had asked for a lineup to see who was playing where for Illinois. Now they have it. Here's a free throw coming up now for Bob Carey. Dips low, the underman shot in the air. It's good. It's 28-29-24. Michigan State leads now by 5 points with 16 minutes to play in the game. A bounce pass comes down from Sunderlidge into Ted Beach. Across court into Clive Palmer. Gets past his man. Now he stops. Passes into Rod Fletcher. Fletcher playing the pivot area now. And a foul here called against Snodgrass. A foul against Snodgrass of Michigan State. That's personal foul number 4 on the Spartan captain. Frank Schooley has him listed here for number 3. I've got him down for number 4. Let's see who's right here, Frank. Here's a one-handed push free throw by Clive Former. It's good for 1 point. It's 29-25. Former was fouled on there by Snodgrass. Coming down the left side is Means. Gets past Don Sunderlidge. Comes down the deep left corner. Now he wheels back out in front. Means still dribbling with the ball. Nice little ball player. Hands off to Bauer. Back over to Means. Breaking past his man. Going in for the shot. He scores! A layup shot, and Michigan State caught Illinois switching man for man when they weren't switching. 31-25, 6 points separate the two Big Ten teams. Bounce pass down to Bredar, whips the ball back out in front now to Sunderlidge. In the center of the court, it comes to Ted Beach on the right side and to Clive Palmer. Palmer gets past his man, dribbling with the ball very slowly. Hooks the ball in the post and to Fletcher. Fletcher goes around, hooks the ball back out in front now to Sunderlidge. He dribbles it once, over the left side now to Bredar. Bredar attempts to set on two-hander, pass in the post and to Fletcher. Fletcher gets past one man, he stops, hands off to Clive Palmer. Palmer gets past his man, goes in, hands off to Fletcher, jumps out off of the boards, it's good! Fletcher scoring at a jump shot from close range underneath, and it's 31-27. The Illini trail now by 4 points with 15 minutes left to play in the ballgame. Means comes down to the middle now. Sunderlidge is guarding Dick Means. Now the pass comes over the right side, taken off by Bauer. Bauer back in the center of the court to Steffen. Over the right side to Snodgrass, pushes up a one-hander. It's no good. Rebound is grabbed off by 5'11" sophomore Jim Bredar. He passes down to Don Sunderlidge. Sunderlidge from the free throw area goes in, hooks one up in the air, out, no good. But a foul called on Means of Michigan State. A foul called on Sonny Means of Michigan State. Means doesn't like that, and he's protesting. His face was wrought up in agony after the official had called a foul on him. That's personal foul number 3 on Means. Here's 2 free throws coming up for Sunderlidge. The crowd booing lustily now. Here's the first of them. Sunderlidge missed it. Sunderlidge is having a tough time in the free-throwing department tonight. 31-27. Illinois trails by 4. Here comes Sunderlidge again from the free-throw line. He makes this one. It's 31-28. And now the Illini have chopped down the Michigan State lead to 3 points. Passing into Snodgrass. On the right side, it comes into Sonny Means. Sunderlidge picks up Means as he crosses the green center line. Means still dribbling, a bounce pass on the post and to Carey. Carey turns around from the free throw area, bounce pass underneath into Means, dribbling once, out on the side into Steffen, down the corner to Means now, bounce pass on the post to Carey, right-hand hook shot by Carey, does not connect, the ball's batted around, picked up by Beach. Beach stops, hold onto the ball, moves the ball down to Jim Bredar. Here comes Bredar down the right side of the court. moves the ball in the center of the court to Beach, down the left side into Clive Palmer, getting past his man, going around the right side, and they call a foul, a charging foul called against Clive Palmer of Illinois. That's foul number 3 on Clive Palmer. Michigan State 31 and Illinois 28. The Illini battling the Spartans here tonight in the Denison Fieldhouse in East Lansing, trying to advert a playoff battle with Indiana if the Hoosiers beat Wisconsin down there tonight up in Minneapolis. A loss would do just that. Here's the underhand free throw by Stephen. It's good. 32-28, and the Spartans increase their lead over the Illini to 4 points now, 32-28. 14 minutes and 10 seconds to play in the basketball game. Centerly's back out in front now to Jim Bredar. Down the left side on the beat. Tempted to shoot, but doesn't. Back out in front to Centerly. The 20-foot one-hander is up in the air. It's out. No good. Taken off by Carey of Michigan State. Underhand pass comes down the right side into Snodgrass. Snodgrass brings it down in the middle now. Holding onto the ball. Puts it on the post into Carey. Carey wheels past one man. Doesn't shoot. Two men tie him up, and finally the ball's knocked away by Beach, taken off by Centerage in the middle of the court, taken off by Beach on the right side, a jump one-hander by Beach around the rim, off, no good, a tip-in shot, still no good, finally the ball is rebounded by Bredar, back over to Beach, he takes the one-hander, rolls around the rim and comes off, no good, and a foul called against Carey of Michigan State. Into the ball game for Illinois comes sophomore Max Baumgartner. Max Baumgartner in the ball game, replacing Clive Palmer for Illinois. Illinois with Baumgartner, Beach, Sunderleach, Fletcher, and Bredar right now, with Fletcher playing the center pivot area, but probably it'll be Rodfitch switching back to a guard position and Baumgartner moving into the center area. Here's Fletcher with one free throw at the south goal over to our right. 32-28 the score. Fletcher's free throw is in, and it's 32-29. Fletcher scoring in a one-handed push free throw. Passing into Snodgrass, down the right side into Means. Means brings it down the right side of the court, as is his usual custom. Fires a pass down to Ray Steffen, turns around, and Means goes down the right sideline, but Steffen doesn't pass off. Back in the middle of the court, it comes to Carey. Carey fires it right back on the right side to Means, cutting in, lays the Leonard and driving shot up. He missed it that time. He has a lot of speed, and he really turned it on. Ball rebounded by Fletcher, down the left side to Max Baumgartner. In the center of the court, the center, he drives in, passes off for the last minute to Fletcher, and they call a foul. A foul has been called against Michigan State Sonny Means. And if our tabulations are correct, that's 4 personal fouls tonight on Mr. Means, which would be a severe blow to Pete Newell's club, because Means certainly has been the hub and the spark plug so far tonight. One free throw for Center leads, it's up in the air, hits the rim and bounces through for 1 point, and the score is now 32-30. Illinois trails by 2 points. A total of 13 minutes and 5 seconds to play in the basketball game. Pass comes over to Snodgrass. Snodgrass down the left-hand side of the court. Bredar is covering in on him. Down the left side, it comes to Bauer, just standing, holding onto the ball. Passed it down to the corner to Snodgrass. Two-handed set shot up. Hits the rim, no good. Fought for, taken off by Fletcher. Fletcher rebounds. The ball knocked away from Fletcher. It hits his knee, and it goes out of bounds. Given out of bounds to Michigan State. Rod dribbling with the ball. It hit his knee, and caromed off his knee, out of bounds. Passing in his Means, down the right side into Snodgrass. Stands, and he waves his hand up in the air, calling for a timeout. This is a Michigan State timeout. Snodgrass was driving down the right side, notified a referee, Jim Crow of Indiana, he wanted a timeout, and so Michigan State calls timeout. With the score, Michigan State 32 and Illinois 30. Besides that all-important Indiana-Wisconsin ball game in Bloomington, Indiana tonight, there's one other Big Ten contest. That's the one that features Iowa against Michigan over in Ann Arbor. And this card of games closes out the regular Big Ten schedule. So after tonight, it's all over, with Illinois trying for an undisputed title tonight with a victory over Michigan State, and the Spartans just intent on capturing an upset here. But win or lose, Michigan State still will wind up in seventh place in the Big Ten race, either 5-9 or 6-8. They're trying for victory number 6 in the Big Ten here this evening. Passing into Steffen, the ball brought out of bounds by Michigan State. It comes into Sonny Means. He's playing with 4 personal fouls, remember. Means stands there holding onto the ball. He passes down the right side of the court into Bill Bauer. Bauer's covered by Ted Beach. Now Bauer moves the two-handed push pass in the post. Taken off by Steffen, left-handed hook shot. It's in there! A fadeaway left-handed hook shot. Scores by Steffen. That was a beauty. And it's 34-30. Don Centerleach brings it down for Illinois. He stops about 20 feet away in the center. Whisk it over the left side to Bredar. Bounces the ball back in front now to Centerleach. A bounce pass on the right side to Rod Fletcher. Jump shot from the free throw line by Fletcher. Out, no good. A foul called on Centerleach. A foul called on Don Centerleach. Shoving on the right side, trying to screen for Fletcher's one-hander from the free throw line. And that's Don's second personal tonight. Illinois hasn't been able to make their free throws, and that's cost them so far. And also, they haven't been able to hit from the field. Meanwhile, Michigan State playing a good game, rebounding, and a good game from the free throw line, although they, too, have trouble hitting from the field, especially Bob Carey, The underhand free throw scores. Ray Steffens, underhand free throw is good for Michigan State. And it's 35-30. Again, the Spartans have built up a five-point margin. Sunderlich bats the pass down to Bredar. Over on the left side, now to Rod Fletcher. Gets past one man in the corner, wheels underneath, lays a shot up. And he blew his shot. Out, no good. Tipped away by Baumgartner, right in the outstretched arms of Carey of Michigan State. Over in the middle of the court, it comes to Snodgrass. Snodgrass driving down the middle, stops. Fires the pass over to Carey, standing, holding on to it. Now he moves the ball back out in front to Snodgrass, down the right side into Steffen. Steffen moves back, takes a one-handed push out, it's up in the air, it's way wide out, no good, rebounded by Carey. Carey bats it back into play over to Steffen, but they say Carey was out of bounds when he fired it back in play. So the ball will be brought down by Illinois. Sunderlich passing over to Jim Bredar. Michigan State 35 and Illinois 30 with 11 minutes and 15 seconds to play in the ball game. Beach hooks the pass down the right side to Rod Fletcher. A bounce pass comes into Sunderlich from the free throw area. Bats it back out in front of Bredar. Two-handed set shot by Jim Bredar. Hits the rim, no good. A tip-in shot by Baumgartner, still no good. The ball is rebounded by Steffen of Michigan State.